Caroline Monet is a multidisciplinary Anishinaabe artist who was born in the Outaouais region of Quebec. Through her constant experimentation and invention, she attacks the impact of colonialism through her work by updating obsolete systems with indigenous methodologies. Inspired by the artist Robert Hull, one of whose paintings is on display on the neighboring wall, Monet combines the visual vocabulary of popular and traditional culture with elements of modern abstraction to create a formal language that is entirely her own. The work before you, titled We Come in Numbers, exudes something mysterious that invites contemplation. The feathered surface, in an elegant jet black, reminds us in turn of a crow's fine plumage, the cracks in burnt wood, and the carbonized pages of a book. To create this intriguing composition, Monet used a rather unusual material, fibers of tivek, an insulation used in construction. The use of a mass-produced material, usually bound for construction sites, is recurrent in her practice. With the integration of construction materials into this work, Monet symbolically evokes the terrible effects of the housing crisis. Indeed, although Canada has been facing a major housing crisis for several decades, it is particularly acute in Indigenous communities. In 2011, it was estimated that between 40,000 and 80,000 housing units were needed in these communities to respond to overpopulation and make up for the dilapidated state of the housing available. According to Statistics Canada, almost 20% of Indigenous people are living in a residence with too many occupants or needing major renovations. Unfortunately, the current crisis was aggravated during the recent pandemic, when the cost of construction materials and their transportation skyrocketed. In such a context, the title of the work, We Come in Numbers, seems even more powerful. It underscores both the seriousness of the situation and the great resilience of Indigenous peoples.